What is good, Numbers family? Welcome back to another episode of North to the Numbers. We're here with the incredible One Young Micah. How you doing, family?
Hey, what's good? It's One Young Micah in the building, man. It feels good to be back in Portland. It feels good to be here interviewing with the Numbers. I know y'all for the culture, for the community, so it's good to always be tapped in with those type of folks, you know.
Much appreciated having you out here. So, Ken hit me up a few days ago, Ken Jones. Friend of the station, great man, great dude.
Hey.
He hit me up a few days ago, honestly, a week, I think, now, with your music. And I tapped in immediately. And I first off want to commend you because it seems like you just dropped a project very recently.
Yeah, I dropped a project like a couple months ago. It's like a three-song project. Yes. Lotus Flower.
Yeah.
Now on all platforms, two videos out on YouTube. So, yeah.
I was a big fan of Lotus Flower. I was like the vibes that you were hitting. I was also just tapping a little bit, just like looking at bios and stuff. And it says that you started in NOLA originally.
Yeah, that's where I'm born and raised, hometown,
What brought you out to Portland?
Family.
First and foremost.
Family. So I got family, my brothers and sisters, they also from, you know, like New Orleans area. And my stepmom kind of like moved out here when I was like in high school still. So it might have been like... I don't know what year that was, honestly, but when they moved out here, they stayed out here for a while. My little brothers and sisters had been growing up. I had nephews here, so I visited them. And me visiting them before I could leave, I basically was just, like, so caught up in seeing my family that I couldn't really think of, like, no reason to leave. Like, because everybody back home, I had seen them and been around them a good bit. So I felt like it was time for me to delegate some of my time towards, like, being here with the family I had here.
Real.
And like, it was crazy because at that point, I was still in college. That was like when I first started recording. I probably wasn't even as serious as I am now. It's just, that's when I just was freestyling, dropping stuff on SoundCloud, basically. Right. And I still had it on all platforms, but one of the things about it that made me stay was like hearing my nephew, like his dude was like, he probably like five at that point. He's like, Uncle Micah. He's like, I love you. I was like, dang. I had never heard like a kid say that because I was in college. All I was around was straight college kids all the time. I didn't see no kids at all. So me seeing them and being around, I was like, dang. That was just a different feeling.
That was
I
was
like, it made a light bulb go off to where I wanted to stay here more. And then me doing music and stuff, I saw a big, like people gravitated to me a lot when I was out here with my sound and stuff. It was different than everything else they had here already. Right. So,
How long now have you been making music for?
Since I started putting out music on platforms in like 2016.
Okay, really?
I had made music before that too, though. Like some people already know, I had skipped school like when I was in high school and stuff. And I used to go record, but we wasn't really on SoundCloud and stuff. We used to like record it and put it on CDs and pass it out. And then I just focused on sports for a while until I got into college. When I stopped playing sports is when I kind of got back into the music again.
Right.
Yeah.
So then you obviously moved out here for family. And like, what was that transition like? Because I know Portland's like a hella white state and like NOLA is not. So like, what is that like?
I mean, situation? Louisiana actually is a red state. It's like mostly predominantly white. But New Orleans is a black city.
Black city. My apologies. Yeah.
Yeah. But me moving, it was a pretty smooth transition because I was already like pretty low-key and chill and just focused into my music. So it gave me the opportunity to like kind of fully do that. That's what I always tell probably anybody, like Portland probably like one of the greatest places to develop art or like
I would agree, yeah.
Like develop something that you still kind of on the fence about or still working on and trying to, before you bring it to the masses or something, like it's probably a great place just to kind of cultivate stuff.
Dude.
Yeah.
Where are you being located now? Like, where are you recording?
I live in New Orleans, but I record wherever I'm at. I could go. I was in L.A. I could record with people there. They got people wanting to come, like, on the East Coast working with them. And I was in Houston. Some of my homies be going to, like, rap a lot with, like, J. Prince Studio in Houston. So, like, it's a lot of different places I could record at this point. I didn't record it in, state to state, whatever state I'm in, yeah.
Okay.
I like that's one of my favorite things about music actually is that I could just go place to place and create.
Just do it.
And then I could learn what they got going on, kind of hear some of their sounds, get some of their inspirations and draw from that. So it's just a great life, man.
I would, that sounds lit. That sounds like you're living good.
I feel like that's the best approach to music also though, because it's like a lot of people get caught up into like just pleasing one community or one area, one city, and then it's like, how many times you want to do the same thing?
Yeah, like, how far can
that's
you
how
go?
That's how it feels to me personally, but you know, to each his own.
That to me, actually, I was going to bring that up because it sounded like I was like listening to your music that you don't like go into like one box of sound. Like I can hear a little bit of trap, but like there's an influence. You're like really rapping, yeah. Like you're doing a lot of work. So I was going to ask, like, how did you find your sound? And like, I guess like almost like not lack of sound, but like you can do it all. Like, how did you achieve that?
I feel like just because of the artists I'm inspired by, mm-hmm. like I'm inspired by so many people. So I always go into the booth or into a session trying to create something that I want to listen to. Mm. So like I could be listening to the most catchy, singy, songy stuff. So then I'll be like, you know what? I want to kind of draft up something along those lines because I don't like to have to always. I'm an artist, I'm a rap artist, right. a music artist. Mm. So I don't want to have to always go to other artists when I want to listen to a certain kind of music, you know. So that's kind of how it is for me. A lot of times, if I whatever mood I'm in, that's I just go in and create. I don't keep myself in no kind of box and say I got to right. do it like this because this is what I did before. Like that's not really that creative to me. But one of the other things about creating songs different all the time. I feel like that's one of the main reasons just because I go in wanting to create what I want to hear all the time.
I'm also like that kind of brings me to like you talk about like artists that you're listening to and people that you're inspired by. I feel like who's like in your playlist right now? Who's on your rotation that you're like listening to?
And I feel like Gunna got to be in like everybody rotation. So correct. Like yes. One of the hottest people. Future obviously had just put out some new stuff. Mm-hmm. I like Pusha T a lot.
Incredible. Absolutely.
I listen to Currency every once in a while. That's like one of my go-tos. Nav is like anybody that know me, they kind of be on me. They be like, bro, you always talking about Nav. Like, I like his music a lot. Like,
you're on the Nav wave.
Yeah, it sound the same a lot of the songs. So I get why people be trying to knock him, but yeah, that's one of my favorite artists.
Okay, bro.
It sound the same, but it sound good to me. I like 88 Glam too.
Oh, I do love Glam. I be a Glam fan. I won't lie.
Yeah,
that's rare. Not a lot of people be listening to 88 Glam.
I like The Weeknd a lot, so that's kind of how I start listening to Nav, and then I start listening to 88 Glam.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm starting to. I'm piecing together a lot of the influences. I'm curious also because. Your beat style, I would say, like, your beat selection is really good.
Yeah,
like,
everybody be thinking I make all my own beats.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how to produce.
Bro. So you don't know how to produce. Okay. So what...
It'd be funny, so it'd be like, bro, you... It's like, that's like the number one question people ask me, like, first. I'd be like, nah, bro, not at all. Like, I'll sit there with somebody while they make the beats and stuff, but, like, and I give them feedback, maybe, but right. I don't know how to... play an instrument or input beats at all.
So you should be having a good ear. Like, what do you look for when, like, you're listening to a beat?
Then? Melody and tempo. That's the only thing I always say. When people be like, what kind of beat you like? Some with a good melody and a dope tempo.
Mm-hmm. What tempo
is it? It could be fast, it could be slow, but it don't really have, as long as it's just cool. Like, it's I don't know. I kind of like steady songs. Yeah. So I don't like songs that kind of, like, get you, like, going fast and then drop off and then you kind of like waiting on it to come back. Like I kind of like steady beats.
You like steady speeds. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to a lot of Lotus Flower this week and I'm want to know like what was the process in creating
that project,
and achieving like that sound, because I feel like it was a little bit different from what else from everything else I was hearing.
I feel like that project, it was just like it was my most recent songs. It was like three of my favorite songs out of my most recent music,
right?
But it was just more so me dedicating a project towards like my sound that I had achieved and like towards where I'm trying to go, like as I move forward. So that's kind of with that project, Lotus Flower. And it also is like a Lotus Flower is a plant, obviously, that you have to plant, you have to water, and then you see it grow. So that was like the point of it having three songs and then having like a three. Like having a kind of warm up performance and then a chill out type of, that was like the layout for it basically in my mind. So yeah,
It was definitely cool. I definitely heard,
and I recorded with all different producers too.
Ah,
Okay, that was one of the things too. I just kind of, I had a certain vibe that I was trying to achieve that I could only get each of the producers to achieve once, but I couldn't get them, nobody to do it more than once. So I kind of was having to piece it together from different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was definitely listening to Lotus Flower, and I caught a lot of influences from, like, I guess, like, modern rage music with a mix of, like, kind of, like, I would say, like, almost, it's hard to explain because, like, that's as close as it gets, but, like, it's also very different because I found, like, some Atlanta trap in there, but, like, a little bit of, like, it's a whole mix. Yeah. So it was very...
Yeah, I feel like that's the best thing about hip-hop with us being such a young genre, you know?
Right.
Like, it's no reason not to, like, mix everything together because... Yeah. It sound good, first of all, and then second of all, it's like we still experimenting. So
absolutely, I definitely.
That's the dope thing about our genre, man. Like we got so far to go, so much more to experiment with. That it's like nothing. There's no reason to ever really box yourself in with no one sound or one type of sound. But
absolutely. Yeah. So I was also noticing, like, your style is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what role does style play in your life? Like, what brands are you buying from? Like.
Man,
what do you think?
I don't know. I feel like that's part of me as an artist. So, yeah, like my, I don't know. My style is just one of the main things. I remember being signed and stuff for the first time. That was what they told me. That was like, yeah, you just like dope fashion and ladies man type of dude. And it's just like, that's what I am. I was like, okay, I guess that's like something I got to keep in mind. So, but I mean, me buying clothes, bro. That was, like, before I even made music. People, when I started making music, they was like, well, you might as well do it because you already look like it.
Right. You got the style. You good to go.
But, I mean, that's just how my mom raised me, bro.
Right.
She's always big on, like, every outfit being super clean and fresh and all that. Just how it come up.
So, it sounds
but,
like...
But brands-wise...
I need to get the brands. Yes.
Like, I like Pleasures. It's pretty dope. I just go with what I'm wearing. I like this brand I'm wearing. It's Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Politics. That's like one of the big shoe stores. They get a lot of like exclusive stuff in Louisiana.
It's hard.
And let me see, man. I always been super big on Pink Dolphin too. Mm-hmm. Pink Dolphin always been like one of my favorite brands. But nowadays, I just kind of buy essential gear, not the brand like. Minimalist type of stuff, like
keeping it light. That makes perfect sense. You said that you were signed. What was that experience of, like, getting signed officially, or like, what did you feel like? I know that, like, now getting signed can be like kind of crazy. So, like, what was that experience like for you?
I got signed, I think, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong, if I'm correct, but it was like, it was pretty dope. It was a learning experience more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really dope to be able to get signed because that's something that, like, not a lot of people even do. And it's like me looking at the grand scheme of things. When I look at artists and I study the game,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people always had their first deal that was like, they barely even sometimes even talk about it, bro.
Right.
So it's like everybody had that learning experience. Even the biggest artists that you know about, they just... It might have swept it under the rug, but yeah, people been signed.
Mm-hmm.
And like this, I think I heard that Birdman say he signed Kanye West before Kanye was even signed. Like he had Kanye doing beats and stuff. Like people be signed, bro, on little small deals and doing stuff. But I just learned like how the machine worked.
Right.
That was my main thing when I was signed, just kind of looking behind the scenes the whole time to watch everything they was doing with the project, the promotion, the marketing, and the artwork and merch and all that kind of stuff. So that's... Once I picked all that up, I kind of went back to the independent wave. It was just like a project deal.
Right. Okay, real. Mm-hmm. So how has your experience been now back on the independent wave? Like,
it's just been, I've been able to apply like everything I learned. So like I made merch a couple times, sold that out. Yes. I did like my own shows and put those together and promoted other artists. And I really kind of started seeing like my strengths in like even being a part of a label, like how I could help mentor other artists or how I do well when it's like executive engineering or executive production and stuff, like just helping people pick the beats and helping kind of like, I just learned like how I fit and so much about like, it just gave me more so like where I might want to go with things. And
what you're building. Mm-hmm. I'm curious when it comes to collaboration, since you were talking about like even mentoring and stuff like that, like what do you look for and people that you're working with, whether it be producers, artists, or even someone that like you're mentoring or even like your engineer?
I just like to know that people are serious as I am about it.
Right.
So it don't even matter like either how good you are or how much experience you have, as long as you just seem as serious as I am, then I might be, you know, I might be inclined to rock with it.
Right.
Because, you know, it kind of feel like a waste of time in any other way. But
man, that's into it.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for me. I said that simple because I really like to work with people. But it's like that easy to weed yourself out of me not want to work together, because like if the energy, we gotta match the same energy, we gotta be on the same frequency.
That makes sense.
Or else it's just gonna, somebody just gonna lose out in this situation. And I ain't trying to be the one taking the L.
No, that makes perfect sense. No, you don't want to take the L. Absolutely not. What artists are you working with right now? What producers are you working with right now?
Man, I was working with my homie Solomon. So he's an artist from out here. And I was working with Solly G. Me and Shane Queasy worked a good bit. He out here, but he from L.A. So working with, like, producers back home. And, like, artist-wise, I don't know. I ain't really been collabing with people. I got collabs, like, in the vault and stuff that I don't even know. Like, I got collabs with, I know my homie Millions. We gonna work on some more stuff.
Right.
Got a collab with DC Capital. I got stuff with, I just been working, man. Really? I just been working on stuff by myself. I was talking to Pricey. Me and him was gonna do a collab. They got an artist out here named Pricey. Been doing some stuff lately. So me and Millennium had collabs before, Kenny Mac. I done had collabs with a good bit of people out here though. It's just like about keep moving forward, man.
Right.
There are a lot of artists that I do want to work with though. So I kind of just keep a list of people.
Absolutely.
And then like I just did the show with Babytron. I did a show with D Savage before that. And like, I want to do music with, like, some of the bigger artists, because I understand that that's kind of, like, how you start getting your foot into the door of, like, absolutely, getting seen by the masses.
Absolutely.
So I don't really want to have to try. Well, not have to try, but I want to kind of do collaborations that help you just get more seen and work with, like, I wouldn't say upper echelon, but just, like, you know, a different quality of artists. It's just for the experience.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I got a list of something like that going on to what, like, they got artists in my city, New Orleans, like Jizzle, Stone Cold. Jizzle was one of the artists I have been wanting to work with. Always wanted to work with Currency, obviously. And,
absolutely.
They got a dude blowing up right now, 4-9. His name, Rob 4-9. He's a real dope artist out of New Orleans, too.
So it's very hard. No, I'm with that. I always think, like, it's important to have the goals straight and make sure that you, like, are shooting your shot at the right people. And
I got a list of people, and it's kind of like, I know we always run into each other, so
yeah,
we'll get it done when it's the right time.
I think it's gonna happen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to see if I can get like production from bigger producers to like famous people.
Yeah,
to do some stuff.
I feel like that's possible. Easy. I mean, what, if you don't mind me asking, what producers are you wanting beats from one day?
Man, I'll be seeing a lot of those dudes, like, was talking about Canadian artists. A lot of the producers in Canada are pretty dope. They got one dude, like, call himself 1K or something. I've been reaching out to him. We've been talking about some beats and stuff. And, like, yeah, it's more so really just people that produce for the, like, whoever the smallest producer is, producing for the biggest artist that I listen to. That's the one I want to kind of connect with and be, you know,
get in contact with, get a little work from. What was it? It seems like you've been, you're doing shows right now. It obviously, Babytron is a big step. D Savage is a big step. What is like this being doing shows like for you? How's this experience been?
Ever since I started doing music, that was the number one thing that I wanted to make sure I was doing was shows. I had listened to a lot of Travis Scott, so I had always been big on like the stage presence and the
absolutely
rage and going to, that's probably somebody that I draw a lot of inspiration from too, Travis Scott, ASAP Rocky type.
Absolutely.
And just seeing that, I always wanted to like make sure that I could go do shows and stuff, because that was one of the biggest parts about him. Like, he wasn't just famous just for music. He was famous for, like, all
his shows, his performances.
Yeah, so that was when I started off. Like, we all was kind of doing the SoundCloud way, but everybody was scared to perform. I just jumped out there. I was like, let's do it. I was nervous, too, but I was just like, oh, well, I got to do it. Yeah. And me doing my first performances, it's just always been, like, a vibe. People always gave me good feedback. So it's just always been no reason to stop at that point.
Absolutely.
But doing shows like that, it's been going on for a while. Even when I first moved to Portland, I opened up for Mike Sherm. And Mike Sherm, that was like a sold-out show. And that was my first time performing for hundreds of people. But
that's lit.
They started just going crazy and turning up with me on stage. So it was just like, ever since then, I've been building a relationship with those type of promoters and just getting bigger and bigger opportunities. So, and going state to state doing it now. So it's pretty lit.
So you've been... And, like, you're independent, so you book your own shows, you contact the promoters yourself, or, like, you and your team, I imagine.
I don't really have a team.
So it's just you. Oh, that's dope.
I wish I had a team, but
yeah.
At the same time, that was, like, part of the thing I learned from a label. Is like, you can have a team, but then you literally just got to tell everybody on the team, I need you to do this, you do this. Like,
right.
But you can just delegate. It just takes more time, but you could do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the point I'm at right now, because I want everybody that eventually becomes a part of the team that I have, I want it to be like, I want y'all to know like the standard of that. I'm already going to do it this way. So if you're going to be on the team, you got to at least do it this way.
That's lit. Okay, that's good work. So this is like when you say...
I'll be making my own artwork and everything, my own merch, everything, bro.
That's so cool. Like,
video direction, everything.
Do you edit your videos as well?
Nope. I don't do no editing. I don't do no computer work. Not like editing videos or beats. I can't edit songs and stuff. I'm not like... I used to edit some songs when I first started, but it wasn't...
It didn't stick with you.
Nah, I wasn't. I like what other people could do. I feel like everybody got their own role. And absolutely. Some people been producers and they were like 12, man. They going at... They had a beat made in 5 minutes and then had your song mixed and mastered in 30. It's right. Like, why would I sit here and play with it for the whole day? Like,
if you ain't going to get... No, that makes sense. I feel you. But definitely dope that, like, you making your own merch. Like, what was the first run of merch like for you and, like, getting through that experience?
It was pretty cool, man. It was like, I had already been making music for a while at that point, so I just had the idea to kind of put together some merch. I had designed by a dude out here, De Niro. Y'all might know Caso De Niro or something like that.
I think I heard the name, yeah.
He do all the artwork for the thesis.
Yep.
So he did, like, my first merch ever that I had when I moved out here. And it did pretty well. Like, I had custom orders. I didn't want to make it. I didn't want to just print it out because I was being cheap. So I made everybody order it. And I had a few, like, pre-orders and stuff.
Oh, that's dope. Well. That's dope.
And it was able to wear it to the shows and stuff. We was deep in the merch. People liked it. So it was a fun experience.
That is crazy. Kind of back onto the road of music. When it comes to, like, the creation part, are you a person who writes or freestyles?
I started out just writing everything out. And at a certain point, I realized, like, I used to already freestyle when I used to, it's half and half to answer the question. And then started out writing everything. I'll be in the sessions hanging out with my friends and we'll kind of start freestyling. We used to battle rap each other, like, go against each other. And I used to just enjoy it too much. And I just keep going and going. And then I started writing down the stuff I'll freestyle. Like, I'll freestyle some stuff and try to memorize it and just write down
get it down. Yeah.
And then I'll record it and I'll be like, dang, people really like that. Once they hear it, they really like it. Or I'll go into the booth and actually just freestyle something and put it out and people like it. And then I was like, dang, people are kind of like vibing with the stuff I was freestyling more than the stuff I was writing.
Okay,
and it kind of clicked to my head because I was like writing stuff, but then I'll try to go to the mic and it wasn't like, it wasn't translating the same. But then I was at the mic just letting it out of my brain and kind of flow better.
It worked better.
Yeah. No, so I do a little bit of both now.
Mm.
A lot of times now I'll freestyle something, write it down, and then like freestyle some other stuff to go with it. It's just like.
Commendable. I mess with that heavy. That's really dope.
Yeah, it's a combination, man. For sure.
Yeah. Get the mixing. Get the mixing. What do you need in the studio when you record?
Shoot. Just one person and a mic. That's all I need, just somebody to press record for me.
And let it run.
Yeah, that's all I need, man. I like energy drinks sometimes.
Yeah.
Because they just get, like, I get super amped off energy drinks. Like, they don't just keep me awake, but they make me, like, it kind of give me the jitters to where I'm going to be, like, on 10. But I like to be like that when I'm recording.
Sometimes. Absolutely. On 10, yes, I'm with that.
But besides that, man, sometimes I like to have, like, maybe one extra person in the studio that's not going to say nothing while I record, but just to kind of, like, bounce my conversation off of, because I like to make my songs based off of conversation. Like, I'll go in the studio and kind of be talking about, like, you know, what I'm inspiring to do, or what the next person is, or what we, you know, maybe just something simple, like some memory or something, like, but then that'll give me, like, the basis of, like, the topic, what I might want to rap about.
To so, build on top of that.
Mm-hmm. I like to make all my rap, like, real, my real life.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's always dope. Always commendable. I got to know what's coming next for you, creatively, what's coming next, any projects, what shows are coming up next, what's coming up next for you and all.
Man, creatively, the main thing I know I got coming up next is another project, so I'm just trying to put another name on it.
Absolutely.
With me doing all these shows and stuff, I was thinking about calling it Touring Forever.
Hard name, very cool name.
Yeah, and just putting some merchandise and stuff with it. I got a dope idea for a cover and stuff, too, already. And it would be another EP also, so it could be... Man, I got a lot of songs in the vault to where I could do, like, 3-song EPs damn near every week, probably, if I wanted to, bro. But yeah. I want everybody to be able to fully digest these projects, so I'm going to just kind of space it out a little bit, maybe, like, a couple months, a few months between each one. But, yeah, I got another 3-piece ready, like, on deck already. I just was recording the other day in Burn Money.
Yep.
Love was the, in Burn Money, like...
Love the Burn Money crew.
Was that yesterday? I think that was yesterday. Yeah, we recorded some stuff, man. And that kind of put the icing on the cake for what I could put out next. Yeah.
That's crazy. Were they making beats at Burn Money? I've been there before, so, like, I know how, like, they be working.
No, nobody wasn't making beats. That's what I wanted, actually. I wanted to see if somebody had some beats, but... I just went with my homie Solly G had. So we actually we had a beat and we did what I told you. I told him to add this, enhance this and that. So that's what the dude Sam at Burn Money did to the beat that I had already. So
yeah
that was a real fun session. I like working with producers that could be that hands on and kind of add to the beat. So
absolutely,
like really know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Shout out Sam at Burn Money.
That's
a good people.
My folks.
Mm-hmm. Any upcoming shows?
Shows wise, I'm supposed to be doing another show with D Savage in Houston.
So okay.
That's the next show that I got. I'm looking forward to right now. Besides that, I really want to kind of just keep working on projects.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I know it's summertime and stuff. Everybody want to go out and turn up, but I done did so many shows that like I'm at the point of like just creating content to. Make shows that much better, like make shows that much theatrical and bigger, and like themes and all. It's like I'm thinking about stuff from like a full spectrum. So I might do a couple shows here and there. I like to watch shows. Is actually one of shows my favorite things to do. So people always see me at shows. They be like, "Mikey, you want to hop on? Mikey, you want to do a song?" And I'll be like, "Bro, I'm just here.
You just here to have a good time.
I'm just here. Like this is literally my favorite thing to do." But people don't really be like. I guess they don't realize it. A lot of artists, we get away from supporting other shows and other artists, but, like, that's what I enjoy the most, for sure.
You having fun. Are you a mosh pit? Like, you enjoy being in mosh pits and stuff
man,
like that?
Man, bro, that was mosh pit, man. I would, bro. Usually, I don't see mosh pits. I've seen a couple mosh pits while I've been performing.
Right.
Yeah, so I had a performance. I did a beach one time. It was mosh pit, and I jumped in it with him, and while I was still performing, so that was dope.
Oh, that's lit.
And I did a show in Seattle, and it was going crazy. Mosh pit was, like, in, like, the back middle section. That was jumping. And then the last show, bro, they opened up a mosh pit, but I didn't see the part when it was moving. Like, it was too dark for me to see. All I saw was, like, some little kiddies doing, like, backflips and stuff. I'm like, bro, what is going on? Like, I seen the videos after. I'm like, man.
You set up a list
they
show.
They opened up the mosh pit, but I don't know how much. I don't know if that crowd was really ready to mosh pit.
Right.
The Baby Tron show. They wasn't ready.
Hey, you still tried? Hey, still tried.
No, yeah, they attempted. I rock with mosh pits, though. I would go in and, like, really, really get off some aggression because that's what it's about. People be going in and kind of jumping around and playing. But, like, I used to go to Travis Scott shows before he blew up.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really real like mosh pits, people passing out. People think people got hurt at that incident he had, but like people been getting hurt at them Travis Scott shows for sure. Yeah,
for a minute. Bro, the whole recent Rolling Loud culture and all that, it's just like you go to any rap.
That's the only thing I never been to is like, well, I ain't gonna say the only thing, but I always wanted to go to Rolling Loud.
Yeah, same.
You been?
Nah, I want to. I have one friend who's gone and I'm trying to go soon.
I think I'm about to go to Coachella, be the next thing I go to.
Hell yeah.
Cause yeah, I think I might plan to start going to that next year.
Coachella seems lit. Coachella seems like one of them ones. It's large. You're going to see a lot of people, different artists.
Yeah, bro. That'll be fire.
That's a good pick.
And maybe one day I'll be performing at one of them.
Oh, hell yeah. Not maybe. You're going to be. Absolutely. Throw it out there.
Hell yeah, yeah. We're going to manifest that. Absolutely. Claimed it. But for sure, man. Florida, Cali. Yeah, I'm on the way.
I'm excited. I'm with it.
With these projects, got this, like I said, I'll be doing shows in New Orleans too. Mm-hmm. And like with me having a fan base out here, I'll be coming back here. Seattle been asking me to come back. I got people, like I said, in LA, Cali. So
I'm coming.
Doing shows. Like I'm trying to get out the country soon.
Absolutely.
So we're gonna cover as much ground as possible for sure.
I'm with that. Where can people find you on the interwebs around the world? Where can people find you?
I'm on all platforms, like social media wise. I'm on Instagram at one young Micah, the number one young YOUNG Micah, MICAH. So that's on Instagram, Twitter. I got music on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Yeah, tap in with me. I'm sure you'll love what you hear. I was on a plane on the way here, and I see the man on Spotify. I was like, yo, he was sitting next to me. I'm like, yo, I got Spotify. He's like, oh, yeah, man, I'll check it out. He downloaded it. He started talking to me. He's like, yeah, man, I downloaded all these songs, man. It's so dope, man. I got a bar in Houston. You could come perform out there.
There we go.
That randomly. That's literally how my life is.
Like getting those connects.
So I just be trying to tell people, like, man, this shit. This is for real. Like it's really meant. Like I don't really have to cap about it at all. Like it's all literally meant for me. I just do what I feel is right, and it's like stuff like that happen all the time.
It be going good. So, that's great. Yeah. Well, hey man, thank you so much for coming out here.
I appreciate you. Yes, man, the energy, man.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Last minute.
Yeah, it was a little bit last minute, but not an issue at all. It was good. I'm glad that we could get you in because I know you got a flight later. Mm-hmm. So. Get some good rest. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you for coming out.
Yep. What's up? And appreciate anybody watching this. Young Forever. One Young in the building.
Yeah, yeah.